thank you very much for being here. The Congressional Black Caucus met today with Secretary Kofi Annan, and it was a very good meeting, and certainly we were meeting on the issue of Haiti. Haiti has been an issue for this caucus for a long time and continues to be. We wanted to talk to the Secretary about the resolution that was just passed, to talk to him generally about Haiti and the future of Haiti and what role the UN would play with regard to the future of Haiti. It is clear that the Secretary has the best interests of Haiti at heart, and he made it clear that his number one concern was what's in the best interest of the Haitian people. He asked us to assist him after we had asked him how we could do that. One of the things that he is very concerned about is the stabilization of Haiti, and that is making sure that Haiti is returned to the rule of law. He's also very concerned, as we are, about making sure that humanity assistance flows into Haiti so that so many people who are now suffering and who do not have food and do not have clean water can have that so that they can survive and thrive. The other thing that he talked about was the United States and allied countries sustaining being in Haiti for a sustained period of time, and not just about stabilizing Haiti, not just about making sure that a government is established, but also making sure that economic assistance is brought to that land so that we will not find ourselves repeating this episode over and over again. We assured Secretary Annan that we would do everything in our power to assist him as members of the United States Congress. We made it clear that we were concerned and always have been concerned, and we expressed this to the President last week, about democratic nations being supported by this country. He shared many of our concerns, that is, the Secretary did, and so did the President. And so now we move forward, and what we want to do is to continue to work with him as much as we possibly can to make sure that Haiti has a bright and brilliant future. And we'll take questions now.
No, yeah, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
Charlie.
Well, this really has very little to do with our meetings today, but since the press had some concerns about the safety of Aristide, I was asked by my colleagues to share with you that President Aristide has been in touch with a lot of people in the last few hours. Senator Hawkins is one, Congresswoman Waters, Randy Robinson, who's in St. Kitts, and I have spoken with him several times. Unlike the reports that's coming out of the State Department, President Aristide feels that it was a coup, that he felt he was kidnapped, that he was told by United States authority that they could no longer protect his life, that for 20 hours he was placed on a plane, taken to an unknown country, which turns out to be Central Africa. He was apprehensive because he was under the supervision of French officials as well as American. And he wanted to make it abundantly clear that the so-called resignation was dictated to him over the phone by representatives from the United States Embassy, who once again told him that they could no longer be responsible for his safety. I would want you to know that Secretary Powell contradicts this and says that Secretary Aristide asked for this type of help, and they merely gave him this assistance to take him out of the country into safety. I'm not in a position to contradict Secretary Powell, but I am telling you this. On Saturday night, when President Aristide was being told that he had to get out of the country or his life would be in danger, as well as Haitians, both Senator Harkin and I were in constant communication with Secretary Powell by phone. And this information about Aristide asking to leave the country or that his life was endangered was never shared with us.
So what's the situation now? President Aristide, where is he now? Is he free to go out of where he is? Is he in prison? What is his situation?
When I asked him were the reports that he was let out of the palace in handcuffs true, he says, no, it felt like he was handcuffed. And so he is under the Secretary Powell, in response to a question similar, says what is not said is that 15 members of the President Aristide security is with him, along with the United States military.
Are you convinced that he did not leave voluntarily? And if that's the case, will you guys seek to hold hearings on Capitol Hill to try and sort fact from fiction?
Congressman Payne said something very interesting to me, which you should be concerned about. And that is, this great international organization would have no jurisdiction in dealing with the opposition if this was considered a coup. We know, as members of Congress, that the opposition never could have chased Aristide out of the country were it not for the military that General Powell chased into the Dominican Republic. And so what makes this not a coup? The fact that he was asked to and dictated a resignation which allows the UN to have jurisdiction.
Let me just speak to the issue of hearings. Last week, Congressman Payne, myself, Congressman Meeks, we're members of the International Relations Committee, and we met with members of the Western Hemisphere Subcommittee, and this was last week, and we will be holding hearings on Wednesday, I believe, and we will certainly be asking many of these questions on Wednesday.
Congressman Rangel, does Aristide still consider himself to be the president of Haiti?
I can't answer that because it's a coup. So as a lawyer, I don't know after they kick you out whether there's any country for you to be president of. But your question should have been, now that we have encouraged the coup and now that we have joined with those people who wanted Aristide out, now who do we deal with?
Congressman!
Are you saying that President Aristide was put on a plane and did not know where he was going to go until...
That's what he told us. And I'm like, listen, this is not the Rangel report. This is Senator Harkin.
What did he say about the flight out, please?
He said he had no... It was a private plane. He was put on that plane with his wife, his brother-in-law, and his security people and taken to an unknown country where he had no idea where he was going.
Congressman Rangel, could you tell us...
That he had not negotiated where he was going.
And the three countries that were mentioned... possibly Panama, possibly Morocco, and the CAR are countries where both U.S. and French have extremely strong relations. You remember Mobutu was going to Morocco. And so it's where U.S. and France or whatever countries participating have almost undue authority that will accept or are told to accept people.
Did he say he was filled in danger?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make one statement and then the conference is over. Let me just say this. The Congressional Black Caucus, for many, many, many years since it came into existence, has been called the conscience of the Congress. We are not only the conscience of the Congress, we consider ourselves the conscience of the country. And we will get to the bottom of this. Right now, I agree with the Secretary Annan and many of my colleagues that we have got to make sure that what is done in the best interest of the people of Haiti is done. And as far as what has happened to President Aristide, we, members of Congress, will not stand around and watch a democracy being taken apart by our own country. That concerns us greatly. But right now we want to make sure we focus our trip here today was to make sure that we establish a working relationship with regard to Haiti with the secretary. We have done that. We will work hard with him, and we will make sure that the people of Haiti, in that land, is all that God meant for it to be.
Thank you. United Nations Authority wants you to introduce the members.
Oh, sure. The members of Congress who are here, John Conyers from Michigan, the dean of our delegation. Certainly, you all.
Deputy.
Charlie Rangel from New York.
I'm not.
We have Kendrick Meek from Florida, Gregory Meeks from New York, Barbara Lee from California, Donald Payne from New Jersey, and Major Owens from New York.
Trouble terrorism. This was a terrorism takeover. Takeover by terrorists. Terrorists took
it's
over.
It's about democracy in the Middle East, so.